And Dr. Elmo, in 2012, after 27 years, and I love this, Grandma returns to number one on the Billboard's chart.
What a gift that is.
Yes.
That's another one of those things where I had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just, like it's happened all over again.
Yeah.
Like it was just like in the beginning when it was number one. It was just, it was even more exciting after 27 years having go back to number one.
It must be so thrilling when the phone rings. Are you like, ooh, I wonder who it is? But really with an extra little bit of anticipation. Could it be? You know, what's next? Where is it
right,
going?
One Christmas gift right after another.
Yes, yes. And then in 2014, Grandma's song in its 35th year featured in Two Broke Girls, Secrets and Lies, and Family Ties. And it just keeps going.
That was so exciting. Family Guy is one of my favorite shows, and so to have the song in that show was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. What has the song, well, obviously, it's after speaking with you and everything I've read, of course, and enjoying the song myself for years, but for yourself personally, what has this song done for your life? How, without this song, and I'm sure you would have had an extraordinary life without this song, but how could you summarize what it's added to the world you live in?
Well, people think you're special. I mean, for the most part, if you're just going about your daily work, even if you're doing a good job, you don't feel all that special. And it's made me, you know, I mean, I never thought I was special in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But after all the years with this song, I know that even though I still don't think I'm that special, you know, I'm perceived by some people as special, whether in a good way or special in a bad way with the song.
Yeah.
It's still a wonderful thing. I mean, it sort of buoys up your confidence, and it just makes you feel better in general. It's an exciting, wonderful thing to happen every year.
Yes, and I think with everything that's happened, along with the growth of the song over the years, what would you have to say to young people now coming up about doing what they want to do? Because I see you as somebody who has just gone after what he's wanted to do, not only with the song, but with everything else. You're a doctor treating animals and contributing to people's lives in that way, healing and making things better, and then running and winning gold medals. I mean, you've done a lot. What would you have to say to kids to inspire them also to go after what they want for their lives?
Well, if you do something that you really love doing, even if it's not financially that good for you, and you stick with what you love, then you're going to be happier, even if you don't make as much money. Like I had a very lucrative veterinary practice. And I sold my veterinary hospital in order to get some of the money to make the video for the Grandma song. And that, you know, like most people would look at that, even myself, as being a pretty stupid move if you want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, doing the Grandma video and having this song become so popular has been, you know, has enriched my life far beyond any amount of money that I could have made if I stayed at my veterinary hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So just stick with what you love doing and keep doing it, even if you're not making a lot of money at it. And I think, you know, in the end, you'll be a lot happier.
Wise words. And I've always told people younger than myself, learn from people who have done it. Learn from somebody who's been there, somebody who knows. So I appreciate you sharing those wise words with our audience. Can you do me a favor, Dr. Elmo?
Yes.
Would you sing me? Oh, I have some examples here. Grandma's Killer Fruitcake. They're all wonderful. These little tidbits. Pam said
sure
that you would be able to. And
absolutely.
I would love
this. This is one of our other songs. It's in the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer movie.
Okay.
It's about fruitcake. It was harder than the head of Uncle Bucky, heavy as a sermon of Preacher Lucky, One's enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. It was denser than a drove of barnyard turkeys, tougher than a truckload of all beef jerky, drier than a drought in Albuquerque, grandma's killer fruit cake.
Yay. I love that. And I love fruitcake. You know, a lot of people don't like fruitcake. It's one of my favorite things. I want it year-round. I love it so much.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Yeah. So when I hear people make jokes about fruitcake, I'm like, oh, please, please, I love fruitcake. And can you do one more? Would that be
sure.
too bold of me? All right. How about the 12 redneck days of Christmas?
Okay. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 detective photos, 10 scammers spying, 9 attempts at lying, 8 skillets flying, 7 hound dogs flying, 5 more pounds, 4 911 calls, 3 restraining orders, 2 days to vacate, and a change of locks upon the RV.
The 12 redneck days of Christmas. I so love that. You know, I have kept you on for quite a while, and I think I'm going to have to let you go, but I want to thank you so much, Dr. Elmo. Do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, just want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas in spite of having to listen to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
All right.
And really a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.